At least you will never have children,
his father spat, speaking of his son's castration as though he was proud to have wielded the scalpel. I was certain he was.
Yes, I will, Crane corrected. They might not be mine in blood, but they will be in heart. And I will love them as I was not, as Jin was not, and we'll grow old together. And when I die, they'll miss me and mourn me, but remember the love and laughter and what I taught them.
The tears welling up in Crane's eyes were not for the men before him, but for the love he would surely have and for that which already was. When he gazed over at me, the smile through his tears made my chest hurt.
Thank you,
Crane said, before he spun around and walked out of the room, locking the door behind him. I refocused my gaze on the men in front of me.
My son is an abomination,
Jin's father spat, haltingly.
And Crane Adams is the same for loving him as he does.
I made the noise in the back of my throat. The man was just so blind.
You,
Yuri said, pointing at Mitchell.
Watched your own son nearly beaten to death when he shifted for the first time.
I...
And you,
Yuri thundered at Nelson.
Castrated your own son. You held the blade.
I would do it again,
he roared back at my mate.
He's dead to me.
As you will be to him shortly,
Yuri said, his voice going deathly dark and cold as he began stripping. Both men rose and stumbled away, Crane's father jostling the table and knocking it over, Jin's father walking backward until he hit the far wall.
You mean to kill us?
Mitchell choked out.
I mean to tear you to pieces, and then have you burned with the nightly trash,
I stated gamely, smirking at the end.
You cannot. We need burial rites, and to be...
I'm the Semilaten.
I shrugged as Yuri finished his shift and stood close to me, a massive golden panther bristling with power and fury.
I can do as I please.
This is inhumane!
Yuri's roar filled the room before he launched himself at Nelson. Man and panther flipped over the love seat together, hitting the floor hard on the other side. The screams came fast, blood-curdling and loud. Mitchell began to shriek as a thick splatter of blood washed the curtains.
It's sad,
I said over Yuri snarling as Nelson's screaming subsided to wrenching, sobbing, whimpering, and I stretched out my hand, the long, razor-sharp claws replacing my fingers as I finished the movement.
That only here, now, at the end, will you understand the error of your ways, father of the only Nekhine cat in existence.
I will go to my death believing him to be an abomination.
That is your right,
I said, advancing on him.
But I will no longer have to hear it, and neither will he. Let us start with your tongue.
You're a monster!
He screamed his very last word. But I knew who the real monster was. Chapter 1. It made no sense, and they were all tired of hearing me ask the same questions. But until I had an answer I understood, how was I supposed to simply accept it?
What did your father tell you when you became a Semil? I inquired of every single tribe leader who visited Sobek.
They all regarded me oddly, the last one being Maraz Amadou of the tribe of Serebit from Giza. He was confused. Yuri translated.
Specifically, he wants to know what would happen to you if you failed as a Semil. Where would the people in your territory go for help if, let's say, you decided that two panthers of different races couldn't be married in your territory?
But that's absurd, he said to Yuri.
It doesn't matter who you...
The Sekhem of the Semilaten is hypothesizing.
Izyaria, Hesi Amadou, remarked. Apparently we needed our mates to do the talking for us.
Oh, I see, he plastered on a smile. Well, I was told that if I was not a good ruler, that the panthers in my tribe would contact the Semilaten, and he would hear the case against me and pass judgment.
Exactly.